36. Let's see what he talks about. I didn't do that. I started Alechot Yom Tov instead. I think, okay. I skipped the Alechot Menageh Hag Shavuot. Shall we go Alechot Yom Tov or what's
I
better?
Think last time you did Shavuot.
I did Hag Shavuot?
Yeah, the Yom Tov you did.
I think Alechot Yom Tov I did. I was talking about the Alechot Yom Tov last week, isn't it?
You said about praying Arbit early.
Yeah,
skin
but this is when that's what I mentioned only. Okay, let's go to the Yom Tov. I think I spoke more. Oh. Okay. Spoke about other Katne Rod. Okay, that we also light candles on Yom Tov, just as we light on Shabbat. Machloket is the right of the banana, but anyhow. No, I don't want to disturb you. What's the matter? I stopped not to disturb you, and you don't know.
I do it tomorrow.
Okay.
No,
I see that you have a plane.
You want to rewind the tape?
Yeah, I think so.
Did we read 448? No. Let's go there. 448. Medinei HaKiddush VaTfilah VeYom Tov. Just as there is Kiddush on Shabbat, there is Kiddush on Yom Tov. Ra'ui v'nachon le'achmir v'kiddush l'al Yom Tov k'kiddush l'al Shabbat. A person should be very strict about making the Kiddush on Yom Tov, just like we do Kiddush on Shabbat. Must be shehu min ha-Torah. Sheposkim rabim sevir alu shekiddush v'al Yom Tov v'min ha-Torah k'mo kiddush v'al Shabbat. This is really machloket in the book of Adin. If Kiddush Yom Tov de'orata de'rabanan. But Din Maran, Din Shulchan Aruch, that this is exactly like Shabbat. Therefore, they should be very careful with the Kiddush. Kevar Pashat HaMinhag V'chol Tefusot Yisrael Asot Kiddusha Rabbah. B'Shachrit. What's Kiddusha Rabbah? Be Kiddush on Shachrit. Be Kiddush on Shachrit? What is it? Short. What if we are given? But they call it Kiddusha Rabbah, the opposite. As you say, Segini Hall, he has plenty of light. They call it Belashon Segini Hall. When we used to talk in school, a child is a very, very weak and learn. Oh, he's very, very smart, Belashon Segini Hall. Vice versa, as I say. Now, this is what Kiddusha Rabbah, Kiddush of the day. And the people think, oh, because it's long, we say Mezmor LeDavid, Mitashim Shabbat Ragdecha, Veshavur, that's not the Kiddush. That's Pesukim that you say before. The Kiddush is only the Berakha, you don't say anything for Kiddush. But Hachamim Tikenu, that they should not, that's Kavod Ayom, should not start the meal without Kiddush, without saying, taking one and saying Borei Pri HaGefen. But Kiddush, really, what is a Kiddush? God Kiddush? Night. That you say, Shekadashah Minsotah Sabanu, Kadashah Shabbat, or on the holiday Shabbat Havanu, and so on. Therefore, that's called the real Kata Kiddush. But only told you, Kvar, Peshat, Menar, Lassot, Kiddush, Shabbat, 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 change for me. That means important to do Kiddush on Yom Tov. Nafkamina. Before Kiddush, you don't eat. Before Kiddush, you can't eat. So man, definitely. Before the prayer, we can drink something. But after the prayer, we can't make Kiddush. Ladies, they can't have even something. Right away, from the morning, they have to make a douche first. Why? Because they are not Hayavot Tfilah. therefore already hayavot b'kiddush. Hayavot b'kiddush before, they can't eat, they can't drink anything, even in the morning. We can have coffee, they can't. They'll see it very, very strange. What they have to say in kiddush. Chacham Sharon, nachon? שחייבת בקידוש לא תוכל לשתות קפה או לאכול עוגה עד שתעשה קידוש. הנוהגים לברך בקידוש היום ביום טוב ברכת אשר בחוונו מכל עם. On the day they say באשר בחוונו עליהם לבטל מנהגיו. Of course, יש למדם שלא לברך בקידוש היום אלא בקדוש היום לקבל. למה הם צריכים לשים דבר על ברכה זו? זה בכלל בטלה, זה לא תראה איתם. העיקר לדינה להחמיר שלא טעום כלום כבודם הקדוש בבוקר ביום טוב, וכל שכן שיש להחמיר בזה בליל יום טוב. הפסל סודן take it light, he'd say, קדוש יום טוב not as important, therefore I can taste, I can, well, no, nothing. That's why really, this, the custom that they had, some people, they go around, they give candies during the prayer. Yom Tov is very, very light. He always yells at them. He used to yell at them. But they don't listen to him. Yells at them, say, don't do it. Haram. They do it. Came one of them, he came to ask me, Rabbi, is that true? I can give it. I said, of course. You can give candy. I said, we are doing the mitzvah. It's avera. You are the cause for others to do this.
Yeah, sure.
You can do it. I said, he yells at them, they do it. It's not irrespect. That's disrespect that we show when a rabbi tells us something. They think, oh, this rabbi. I used to tell them Magen David in Belsenet. They listen. They don't do it. Except those that they drink a lot of. I can't stop them. They go out and they take it out of the pocket, put it in their mouth. That, unfortunately, some of them, they are so heavy drinking. They can. The bottle always in the pocket.
What? Of food?
Huh?
Yeah.
Of arak food?
I don't know. What is in the bottle? Water?
I know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
You're just talking about
kiddush,
little tin flasks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like all the abis in the
street. What kind of bottle do you drink?
Water.
Really? Before Kiddush?
No, after Kiddush.
Oh. Then you don't. What do you say you drink water? You say, what do you drink before Kiddush? You told me water. Okay. Hayav Adam le'chol pad b'sa'udat yom tov b'layla u'b'yom. Shtei sa'udot. Shabbat, shalosh sa'udot. Sa'uda shlishit. Yom tov en chiyuv shel sa'uda shlishit. Aval shtei sa'udot. צריך לאכול. ולכן, אם טעה בברכת המזון לאומו, יעלה ויבוא. אם נזכר כשאמר ברכת השם, בני שחתמו לירושלים, מסיים, למדי נחוקיך. הוא הביא רק רידינג הפסוק, מדי מוסה יעלה ויבוא. שיראה כאומר פסוק. יחזור לומר, אם נזכר לאחר שבני ירושלים, then he says, a special ברכה. What is it? ברכת השם, אשר נתן ימים טובים. This you see in סידורים, also for Shabbat. If you forgot, he says, right after Bnei Yerushalayim, special Berakha for Shabbat. Now he said, same thing with Yom Tov. Then he tells you exactly what is the Berakha, Mekadesh Sera Zmanim. If he started at Tov HaMetiv, if he said already, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then he should say, after Berakha Shem HaOlam, Hashem Natan Lanu. If he said already the whole Berakha, then finish, it's gone. But he doesn't say the Berakha again, not like Shabbat. He has to go over. But needs, he doesn't.
So he doesn't say Yalevio, he doesn't say it off, but go back to the beginning?
Maran said, Hazer, the rabbi said, no, because it was Mahloki. Mahloki, it's a fake word. There again.
But the Rosh Chodesh
in
who Shabbat. The Rosh Chodesh.
איפה? בתפילה.
בברכת המזון.
לא.
לא. בתפילה רק.
לא חוזר.
טוב. נלך לסעיף ו'. מי שיתפלל ביומתו באמצע ברכת כבודים עליו ולבו ספק אם אמר יעלה ויבוא, אם אחרי יעלה ויבוא, what is, you know, אם יעלה ויבוא, after יעלה ויבוא, in the praise of all of them, this is what's seen, זה אבל ראש חודש, and other ימים, it's in the tech. And right after יעלה ויבוא, they say, מודים. He came to holiday, he was saying, יעלה ויבוא. After the יעלה ויבוא, he said, מודים. That's so good, he has to go back. But if he's doubting, if he said Vasienu or not, when he told Modim, what did I do? Did I say Vasienu or not? He doesn't know. Now this said, he is Mesupak, Mamagolo. He hayav lahazor Vasienu. He has to go back to Vasienu and say the Barakha Mekadesh Ever Zemanim. Okay? That means, most probably, he didn't say. Therefore, he has to go back and say in Vasienu. המתפלל ביום טוב, סעיף זיין. If a person was praying on the holiday and he did not say את יום חג השבועות הזה. נתנן השבועות והבא את יום טוב הזה, didn't mention the holiday. Well, what should he do? And he said, מקדש שאלו הזמנים. It's already יצא ידי חובה. Well, he said holiday. But if he said in Seth Shavuot, Seth Yom Chag, Amatzot Azen, that's bad. Of course not. He has to go over the prayer. Some people, some Siddurim, this is the Hatima and said, Mekadesh Israel, Vazimani Mekadesh Israel. That's the language for Rambam also. So therefore, if he said Mekadesh Israel without Vazimani, he fulfilled his duty. Since there is many of the Rishonim say, that they say only Mekadesh Israel without Hazmanim. Really, if you see, on Shabbat we don't say Mekadesh Israel. What do we say?
Mekadesh
Shabbat. Comes the holiday, we say Mekadesh Israel Hazmanim. Why on holiday we say
Israel? Because Israel makes Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh makes Hazmanim.
You remember? Good. The holidays depend on the people. Am Israel, they make setting the holiday when it will be. What do you mean? Sutton the holiday when? Sutton, the 15th day of the month you make holiday. What do you mean?
Which month? Which month?
You gotta make Rosh Chodesh though.
Which month?
There is Bahadash Rishon, Bahadash Shavi'i, there is what? Every holiday, Sutton. It's in the number of the month.
Except Shavuot.
I said it in Shavuot.
Except for Shavuot, they don't mention it. Except for Shavuot, all it says is 49 days.
There is?
Yeah.
Also, so still the reason.
Yeah.
Count 49 days. On the 50th, you make.
Right.
So the holiday tells you.
Mm-hmm.
50th day after the day Pesa. After Pesach, you make holiday Shavuot. Now, this is what he said. The holiday depends on the date. The date depends, you have to know when is the beginning of the month. At the beginning of the month depends on the people, Israel. They make it. That means always there is a doubt if one day earlier or one day later. Because Rosh Chodesh could be on the 30th, could be on the 31st. Now this is the question. If they make the Rosh Chodesh on it, well, how do they make it today? But they don't make it. It's all set in the calendar. Well, they see they make it. You have a calendar already. The old time, they didn't have no calendar, like today. They wait to hear what Bedin Yerushalayim did. Bedin Yerushalayim did not decide the day comes. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Why? They used to wait for witnesses to come to say, we saw the new moon. Oh, you saw it? Then today is Rosh Chodesh. If they didn't see it, they didn't come, maybe there were no witnesses. They delayed one day, the following day. And nobody knew when, except in Yerushalayim, they knew. And Eretz Israel, they knew after a few days, 3 days, 4 days. That the whole distance in Eretz Israel, from one side to another, 3 days. That's why. Only Rosh Hashanah used to be. But they didn't know, because the first day they didn't send people to all the land. That's why in the Eretzer also Rosh Hashanah they made 2 days. But all other holidays, the earliest one is Shavuot, the sixth of the month. They used to know already in Eretzer, but in Chutz La'aretz, most of the people in Eretzer didn't know, only those that they were very close to Eretzer. But they didn't want to make a difference between one locality to the other one. So all Chutz La'aretz, they have to make it 2 days. Because they didn't know when is Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh Tuesday, the 15th will be on Tuesday. If Rosh Chodesh Wednesday, the 15th will be on Wednesday. You have to start with the 15th.
So for the day that it's not a holiday, it's not Bilacha
Levatala? No. Why? When Hachamim is setting for you, you are doing what Hachamim told you to do. It's a good question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'asita al pi ha-davar asher yagidu lecha. Lo tasum ha-davar asher yagidu lecha, yamin ha-smol. Kechol asher yorucha. When you do what Chachamim told you to do, you fulfill two mitzvot. Mitzvot aseh and mitzvot lot aseh. What is mitzvot aseh? Kechol asher yorucha. Do whatever they tell you. And what's mitzvot lot aseh? Lo tasur min ha-davar asher yagidu lecha yamin ha-smol. And God forbid, if you didn't listen to Chachamim, there's two avirot. He would violate mitzvot aseh and mitzvot. That's why, what do you say in Beracha? Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav, b'tzivanu, what? B'adit me'er, Hanukkah, Hashem tzivanu? How do you say asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav, b'tzivanu b'adit me'er, Hanukkah? Again, when we are doing it, we are doing the mitzvah what Hashem commanded us to listen to Chachamim. And this is why we call it mitzvah b'tzivanu. Indirectly, even if it is not mitzvah of the Torah, it becomes mitzvah of the Torah. So the Torah that they tell you, listen to what Chachamim tells you. That's why in the Berakha they want us say, Hashem Kodeshanu b'mitzvotav, mitzvanu la'adik le'Hanukkah. Hashem commanded us. Everybody will ask, what do you mean? Hanukkah wasn't done with the Torah. How come he say Hashem commanded us? Whom did he command Hashem? Hashem did not command us directly. But he commanded us in the Torah, listen to what Chachamim tells you and do what they are saying. Therefore you are fulfilling mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is b'tzivan. Al netilat yadayim. There is no bracha al netilat yadayim in the Torah. Chachamim said it. Chachamim said it, when you say it, you are doing what Hashem told you to listen to them. Now, there are many mitzvot like this. Mitzvot de Rabbanan, we say always b'tzivanu. B'tzivanu nekoet alem. There's not a kriyat alem in the Torah, I'm de Rabbanan. Nigmor et alem.
The Hag, it fits in the minyan and mitzvot, it's a lev.
Tov amorta. Aval lo kach halakha. Tov amorta. Tov. Okay, this way we'll go to Saif Aleph on page 451. Now we come to this. If a person comes to celebrate holidays, what are main mitzvot of the holiday of Yom Tov? I'm not saying Yom Holiday, but any Yom Tov, in general, Yom Tov covers all the Yom Tovim. Covers the first day of Pesach, last day of Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, that is first day, and at the 8th, all this called Yamim Tovim, because the Torah called them Mikra Kodesh, called Kodesh. Chachamim called it Yom Tov. Now, on Yamim Tovim, there is one general rule for all Yamim Tovim of all the holidays. What is it? The Torah said you cannot do any work on Yom Tov. The way it's written on Shabbat, don't do work. Sitting on Yom Tov, don't do work. But there is a difference about it. Came the Torah and said, don't do work, but work for food, you do. Then the person said, really? Then I'll go, I will cut fruits from the trees to come to eat it. Then he said, Melech HaTochen Nefesh. This is upper levels. I want the food from the dream. Really, by right, according to the law, would be right. The Torah said on Pesach, they do not mention every holiday except on Pesach, but we learn from Pesach that it is on all the holidays that called Mikra Kodesh. Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh. Bayom Shibayim Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Kol Melacha Lo Ye'aseh Bahem. Ach Asher Ye'acher Lechon Nefesh. Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem. Ushmortem Et HaMatzah. He said, exactly, first day of Pesach has to be Mikra Kodesh, what we call Yom Tov. Bayom HaShivayi, the seventh day of Pesach, Mikra Kodesh. For what? What's the Kedusha that you do in it? Kol Melacha Lo Ya'aseh Bahem. You can't do any work. You can make a table. If you're a carpenter, if you're a blacksmith, don't make any kind of frame of steel or anything, nothing. Kol Melacha Lo Ya'aseh Bahem. But there is some melacha that you do. Ach, asher ye'acher l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'aseh l'chem. Something that you do, work for food, in order to be able to eat, this is what you can do. But kem hachamim esel, wait a minute. If you will come to make melachat ochel nefesh, you may waste the whole day doing work for ochel nefesh. You won't even notice that there is a holiday. Therefore, Chachamim tikkenu, certain ochel nefesh mutar, certain work of ochel nefesh is asur. What is it? Chachamim give us a rule. Something you can't do it another day just like today. Today is better, fresh, tastier. Of course, it's a lot of different. But if it is, no difference. So it the day before, or now, why should you do it today? Do it before. This is Shadol Tzorech Kelad. But comes our Lord and says, no. The Torah says, Asher Yachon Lechon Nefesh. You can do. Even if you can do it the day before. It's not okay. But of course, our Lord said, at least it should be that you need it. The bread. He said, listen, if I bake bread today, it's fresh, much better today than if I bake it yesterday. But things that you can do yesterday and will be the same today also. Many rabbis, they are in the opinion you can't do it. The Torah said you do it because something you do today is better than yesterday. That's why they permit you. The language of Ramban. Pat hamma shel hayom, the pat shel etmol. You can't. Something baked today is tastier. You go, you take the bread, the bakery bakes it, and you take it just right after he bakes it. Oh, so delicious. But you take it the day before, it's not the same. There comes some rabbi said, what's not, won't be the same, it is from the day before. You do it. You can do it on Yom Tov, but something you can do it the day before, to cut the fruit, you don't have to cut it today. Cut it the day before. But Chachamim really came and said, even cutting the fruit, sometimes will be different. The fresh fruit from today is different from yesterday. But Chachamim said, if we are going to allow everything for food, the day of Yom Tov will be absolutely hard. Won't be any more Yom Tov. Therefore, they restricted us. Certain things that they are known as make it very, very big melacha. They go to cut the harvest, that's melacha, very big melacha. When they go to pick the fruit, that's a big melacha. Therefore, everything that has a big melacha that may already disturb them from celebrating the holiday, Hachamim will step to us not to do it. By right, according to the right, you can do it. Melacha tachaleh. I need it for food. And you are allowed to do it. And mind you another thing. To put the fire on, you're allowed for cooking. Because you're putting off, are you allowed? Depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes, you in general, we say no. Why should you put it off? But sometimes you put it off because you want to lower it. Why you lower it? Because if you're on high fire, it'll burn and you want it to be cooked yet. Sometimes you can't take it off. You have to put it off right away before it will burn the food. That's melechet ha'nefesh. What's the difference if it is on or off? If by off you are bringing benefit for your food, it's okay. But in general,
we just took the food
off the fire. Take the food. Suppose there was a steam, he can't take it, he will burn his hand, he didn't have anything to hold. Put it up, right away, before it will burn. Put it up. Then you can have many, many things. Could happen. That's why they tell you. If the kibui letzorech, melechet ha'nefesh will be mutar. But in general, kibui is not the same. That's why you tell us, be careful. You don't make kibui. This is what the adlaka. I live in the adlaka. I tell you, be careful not to have it formed new. Chamim said, nolad asur. What you know that something wasn't in existence and you bring it to existence is not allowed. To bring fire, you take it, you strike a match. There is no fire. Strike the match, comes fire, but no light. You can't make, you can strike the match to another to bring fire. You have to take one from another. Ner, min ner. If you are lighting ner, min ner, you are allowed. If not, no, that used to be, I remember when I was young, everybody had a candle in their hands. They would come before finishes and put another candle. They light it from that one. They have always fire up there. They used to ask many times, they go to neighbors, and listen, my candle's one off. Do you have light? He wants to take light from his candle. My neighbors used to come to us. You have the candles, I want to take the light. They bring a candle with them, they put it in there, and they go. He used to light. I mean, those tools that they cook on them also, but it's from another candle. That's what they did, because they don't strike a match. If you strike the match, there's no light. One rabbi came and said, no, striking the match is there. It's not a light. Why? He said, on that.
That phosphorus.
There is fire in it. Fire. You don't tell me. And the plane, all the rabbi jumped on him. And they went, he's a very great rabbi. Great, great rabbi. But he made a mistake in it. I don't say made a mistake. I can't say made a mistake. That's his opinion. Not only him, but Sephardic rabbi. But before him already, about 150 years ago, he was a very great rabbi Ashkenazi also. Being Sef Shaul Netanzon. But he wrote books, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great job. He had supermanity. And these two rabbis, one Sephardi, one Ashkenazi. The one Ashkenazi, all the rabbis Ashkenazi went against him in Europe. And the rabbis Sephardi in the Middle East, all the rabbis Sephardi went against him. Two rabbis, they say, yes, you can start the match. This is the fire is there. Which we know now. Other rabbis said that's not that.
The question is, can you use that law to depend on them?
No.
If you light the match, can you depend on their law?
Shema Yisrael. What kind of question you're asking me? I tell you, there is 1,000 rabbis that tell you no good, and one said, can I rely on this one? Well, what is your mind tell you? And you're looking for everything in the easy way? Hazra? I don't understand. How did he come to such a conclusion? I'm saying that all the rabbis were against him, and he said, can we rely on him? This thing, Rabbi Ishaim wrote him very harsh a letter. He went against him. And he answered back, and this is the recent time. This rabbi's party. He's a great rabbi, don't say not. Well, all the rabbis say no, then you say he's mistaken. How can we come and say, take opinion of one when all the other rabbis, thousand rabbis, they say no? There was a rabbi before him, as I said, Rabbi Yosef Sharon, that has done. He wrote a book called Shoel Umeshiv. Questions and answers. Shoel Umeshiv. He was a great, great man. It's unbelievable. But, as I say, I don't know how we came to this, I'm talking now.
A lot.
No, with the stove, you can't light the stove unless there's a pilot?
The stove.
Unless there's a pilot, there's no pilot.
There is a big question on the stove today. We do put the pilot on. We put on already from Arab Yom Tov. The only thing, the question is if you can put it lower or higher. We say, yes, you can. But some rabbis are in the opinion you can't. Why? They tell you, when you put it on, if you lower it, only one part of the steel, the lower part is on. The higher part is not on, there's no fire. When you do, you are putting fire on the other half before. But we already say that it's okay. It's a matter of opinion. But he didn't say that he says no good. If you pilot less, it's a problem. But there is all of them, there is a pilot, even if you don't put it on Arabian top. The pilot is there. I don't know if you don't know, the new style, there is no pilot. But only a few years ago was pilot always. Pilot was, when you do put the gas, it comes higher. But the pilot was there.
Now it's a spark.
But the spark comes, there's no fire.
There's no fire.
That's then therefore you have to put it on before.
If you have, you can put it on with one and leave the other three off. Let's say you have four burners.
Yeah.
And then this electronic works with any one of them. The spark from one, but when you turn on the other ones, they pick up from the first one.
I don't even know that. We have, there is four, every one is by itself.
No, sometimes it's something that's crazy, I don't know.
When you shut it,
I didn't see that.
So does the others click to electronically ignite?
I didn't see that yet. Because you have one on, I'll go on? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought it was the only one.
No, it's the same way.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Did you see it?
My wife
put the plug.
I have the
all my children. Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a pilot that stays on. The light is on. She has that on automatic.
But how come that doesn't go on right away from the beginning?
You turn it on and it sparks and then it goes on. It's like
you have to turn on.
You have to turn it all the way so it click. If you don't
turn it on low.
Once you turn one on, you don't have to turn the others.
That's the question. You have to leave one fire burning, but you have to light all four of them.
Rabbi, the electric, the new ones, the ones that are black, that have no fire, take the plug off. Right? Do you need a brush for that on Shabbat?
Mm-hmm.
You still need one?
Yeah. To be a haker. They ask this. Today there is. Because sometimes it goes directly to the part of the cover. The fire is touching it.
There's no fire, it's electric.
The electric is fire. The electric is fire.
Electric is it.
Flat, it's black. They say this is black already. But the Shabbat plata is different, not the way it's a stove. Today, like microwave, this is also, you don't see any fire. Do you see fire in microwave?
No.
That's exactly what you're asking. Would this thing be able to depend? where the wires are of the electricity, where are they? They're attached or not. Sometimes there's something not attached. That's what they make the plate. That keeps only warm all the time. Nothing, no effect to it. But those that they make the wires that they go into it, there's an effect on it. Therefore, this is the thing that's called there is ash. Anyhow, we went already to every item has to be studied by itself to know.
Now,
but you were saying before the pasuk about working pasuk and then ach. Could you take from the word ach that you can work that day to make a living from the Torah, not from the Rambam, to make a living, going to put food on the table?
I don't understand this pilpulim today. You're making pilpul to work on Yom Tov?
If you're saying ach to put food on the table,
they call it pilpul, you know, when a person goes deep to find a way to be and make mutar, he's pilpul, but rabbis call it bilbul. A mix up. Let me tell you, the Gemara learned something from the word ach. Why do we need ach? Ach asher yachel lachon nefesh ulevado yaaseh lachem. Because they want to tell you not everything that you think yachel lachon nefesh you do. Some you do, some you don't do. That's what we were mentioning before. Some things you don't have to. Why do you have to do it today? All preparations that there is needs, you do before. Something only if there is a difference between the day before and today. So, about baking bread today, fresh bread is tastier. Everybody will tell you. If you give me bread of yesterday, you went to the bakery, always the bakery sold you the bread of the day before cheaper. I know I used to see people that they have money, they have everything. They used to come to the bakery in 65 when we lived in Bethlehem. You have the bread for me? I don't understand what you mean you have the bread for me. And the other said, what does he mean bread? Oh, he said, he doesn't want the bread of today. He wants the bread of yesterday. Because he pays cheaper. I give it to him cheaper than today, bread of today. And they look for the bread of the day before. These people, they know. Don't blame them. Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. He stayed after he moved all his family and all his belongings. ויעבר את כל השאלות, ויוותר יעקב לדבר, וואי ויוותר יעקב לדבר. הפכים קטנים. הוא רצה something that was few pennies, he stayed there. Why? Because ממונו חביב עליו, שאינו נהנה מן הגזל, he works hard for it. Even for few pennies, it's particular why. These people that have the money and they came to ask for the bread the day before, there is a story in the Gemara about it. That Rabbi Akiva was asked by the Hachamim, Chachmei Yisrael, to go to make a collection for the Mosadot of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva went to connect with the people. There were people scoring him and he goes from house to house, and he spoke to them. There was one house that they came by the way they left them to go in to collect. And men that was giving always a lot of money every year. They went, he saw them in the street. Rabbi, why didn't you come to me? Why didn't you come to my house? You went to every house. I said, well, we didn't feel like coming. Why? Well, I'll tell you the truth. One of them told me, we came to your house. The rabbi came. But we heard that you were sending the son to buy certain vegetables from the market. And you told him to buy the vegetable the cheaper from the day before. We don't want the vegetable fresh. And we had very, very pity on you. We were afraid that he lost and he doesn't have enough money to spend. He said, you heard what I'm saying to my son, but do you know what will happen between my son and the Baruch Hu? go to my wife and tell her to give you so many a container, measure so and so, filled with gold. Said, okay. And to give them, give her a sign that she will know that I sign you. They told them some sign. What they ate that day, something. They came to us and the minister sent us to you to give us that measure filled with gold. He said, what do you tell me? Filled with gold, leavened or pint? You can put gold, leavened, that, that's straight. Or you can pint it, every bit of gold would mean a lot. We don't know, he didn't tell us. He said, okay, listen, I'll give you pint. If you will come, will tell me why did you give him pint? Give them pint. Should give them 11. Then I'll tell them, take it on me. Subtract the amount of the ketubah. If he says it's okay, it's okay. He said, no, it will be for me. The husband came. Said, the rabbis came in. Yeah. Did he give them? Yes, I gave them. What did he give them? I gave them the measure for to give it to them. What was that? Leveled or piled? He said, no. I'll tell you the truth. It was piled. If you meant to say leveled, take it on me. Good. Take it from my ketubah. If not, good luck. He said, you gave them piled? And you want it to be there? I'm making your ketubah double. He said, to spend just for different things, pleasure of this world, I don't care. But to spend for mitzvot, he wants to spend more. Piled it was. Okay, we went to different things here. Now, there is, we think that Robert didn't say. Yeah. The rabbis ask another question in Shavuot. There is Hag Shavuot Atzeret Chaviku Rekatzer Hitim. It's written over there, Atzeret LaHashem Elohecha. Hag Shavuot Atzeret LaHashem Elohecha. Another place it's written, Atzeret Tiyeh Lachem. The rabbis were puzzled. That's LaHashem or Lachem. That's for the people or Hashem. Mahloket Tanayim. What said, O Hashem, O Lachem. One says, no, La Hashem and Lachem. Hetzi O Hashem, Hetzi O Lachem. One said, no. Some Ahavanim, they say, depend on the individual. If he is a rabbi that's always learning Torah the whole week, he has to give it now, show the difference. For pleasure, to enjoy the holiday. If he is not a rabbi, he doesn't learn Torah the whole week. This, the Atzeret, the day of the holiday should be for Torah. That's Atzeret Hashem Elohecha. You don't learn Torah the whole week. No, that's why I give you Yom Tov. But the rabbi learns Torah the whole week. Eat now, Elohim. This is Atzeret Yerachem. Then we are going, this is. You can see, there is something to learn. Lachem, Asher Ya'aseh L'chol Nefesh U'Levado Ya'aseh Lachem. And the Gemara said, also, Lachem V'lo L'goyim. You want to cook for a goy, you are not allowed. The Torah permitted you to cook for yourself, for a Jew. But for a goy, you are the one doing melacha. You can't. Cooking. Therefore, whether you cook for yourself, you can give the goy. But to cook for the goy, so you can.
They make the hot dance special dishes.
Lachem ve'lo la'atkum Gemara. Don't worry, they knew how to explain every word. And if you want to explain it differently from the rabbis, you come and say, Ach asher achramacha nefesh, ach ezen, what is it? What do you want to say? From the ach, that you can do also something else.
I don't say anything,
I'm
asking.
Okay. There is no hotel you get from me. Yeah. Some people, I get a call. I get a call, maybe. Call me on the phone. Rabbi, I don't know, I have a difficult time. I want heter. What do you want heter? Already, it's a common word. We want heter. We talk about family life, you know. They want heter. It's a problem today. In past generations, they never went to the rabbi and said, we want heter. But today they want heter. The rabbi will permit them something that usually they know it's not permitted. But they look something. Then Hacham Mordechai Atiyah told me, somebody came to him and said, Hacham, he brought him an animal which is not kosher. Hacham, he brought the animal and said, Rabbi, make it kosher for me. I make it kosher. They're not kosher. I know it's not kosher, that's why I come to you. If it's kosher, I don't have to come to you. Make the animal that to me out, to make it kosher. This is...
Give him kosher the deal.
No, Shaman.
Say, ma'ah ne'la rabbanan. לא שרה,
הרי, לא עשה להם. הרי, מה יענו להם רבנה? זה היה אומר לך, אבא מנדן, זה אפיקורס, גמרא אומר. גמרא said, what do we get from this rabbi sitting and learning to run the room? The person said, מה יענו להם רבנה? אפיקורס, אפיקורס.